And for our last takeout, it's another episode in Days of Our iPhone, in which Gizmodo, the blogging site, has been charged with theft. Well, we don't really know entirely what all the charges are, but here's what the story is. On March 18th of this year, an Apple engineer named Gray Powell accidentally left the prototype of the next generation iPhone in a bar where he was enjoying some beers. That stolen iPhone was then sold to Gizmodo for $5,000. Gizmodo published an article in which they dismantled it. They talked all about what was inside the iPhone. And then police searched the home of Jason Chen, who wrote the article for Gizmodo, on April 23rd. And now we have, for the next part of the story, takeaway digital editor Jim Colgan, because Gizmodo is claiming reporter's privilege here, right?
Well, they're claiming that under the California Shield law that they shouldn't be held in contempt for anything that they're doing in the course of news gathering activities. So they're claiming that the authorities cannot seize these computers because it was in the course of publishing this information. Now, it's unclear, as you said, what the charges are, but in California, the property laws said that you can be committing a felony by purchasing stolen goods. And it seems you could make the case that this was stolen goods if you didn't make a good faith effort to return the product back to its owner, which it's still unclear, but you could make that case.
Well, they've said that Apple actually requested the phone back and was refused. But on their website, Gizmodo describes it as, on the night of March 18th, he abandoned it on a bar stool leaving to go home. That makes it sound like he just said, "I've had enough of you, iPhone, and I'm leaving."
Right, and I'm sure he was, as soon as he got home or when he woke up the next day after he was pretty sober, I'm sure he was trying to get the phone back. I don't think anyone would willingly abandon that phone.
But of course it belongs to Apple, and of course there's intellectual property there, and of course it's stolen.
Right, of course it's stolen. So that's why, should they be protected just because they're journalists? And there was a debate raging yesterday about, are they really journalists? Is this really in the public good to have all this information published? But maybe that doesn't even matter because they're involved in this purchasing of stolen goods.
That's what seemed to me to be the issue, is that even as a journalist, you can't accept a stolen property.
Right, and that's what happened. So the police yesterday, they seized on Friday, they seized his computers.
Right.
And
iMac.
His iMac, the list. I have to say I was drooling over the list of gadgets on the search warrant.
Let's have some disclosure here.
I mean, the search warrant list, an inventory list of a gadget blog editor, I got to say, it was pretty impressive. But the police have actually said they're not going to search it. It's in their possession until they've established the claim by Gawker. And interestingly enough, on that inventory of items that they found was a letter from Gawker's COO, their legal counsel, saying what legal right you had if the authorities were to do a search. And that letter said that the Shield Law protects them from a search. So it's actually in the things that
Do we know if Apple is involved in the request for investigation at all?
Well, we don't. And that's a conspiracy theory because there are unconfirmed reports that Apple are on the task force or advised the task force that actually conducted this law enforcement operation.
Jim Colgan is our takeaway digital editor talking about spies, stolen property, and
who apparently
and
wants
bloggers.
A few more gadgets in his office, apparently.
Clearly. I don't think he can expense that one out.
Start a blog,
don't steal it, Jim. Don't steal it.